There's someone in war, undetectable in every way. And forevermore, that's how you'll stay. As long as you take your meds, that's why, darling, it's incredible that someone so undetectable thinks that I am undetectable too.
You are listening to KBOO, KBOO Portland, 90.7 FM. KBOO is an independent, member-supported, non-commercial, volunteer-powered community radio station. By making a donation through GiveGuide on kboo.fm/give, you're eligible for over $4,000 worth of free and discounted products from your favorite Portland brands. We just listened to an episode of Preference, and next up is a pre-recorded calculated conversation. It is a new, brand new show, but it has been recorded.
Join KBOO by December 31st and receive free gifts and prizes from the Give Guide. Just click the donate banner on the KBOO app to keep community radio strong and vibrant in Portland and beyond.
Thank you, baby. Just wanna take a little time out. Do you? Thank you, baby.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you for contributing to KBOO's membership drive. It was a success, and we couldn't have done it without you.
Thank you for your post, for your like, for your click.
This is KBOO Portland, listener-powered, non-corporate community radio.
Yo, man, it's a lot of brothers out there flaking and perpetrating but scared to kick reality.
Man, you've been doing all this dope producing. You ain't had a chance to show them what time it is.
So what you want me to do?
Yes, 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 we back. It's the Wonderful Calculated Conversation Radio Show, and it's Tuesday.
Yes, Lord.
So we all feeling blessed, and you won't be able, you know, just for a quick little note, you won't be able to call in directly on the show, but please call in and leave the message so that that we can get it, you know, from our people at KBOO, because we get every single one of them, and we take them all serious, and we do appreciate all the calls and everything that we do get. So,
yes, sir.
Appreciate you. So, yeah, it's Tuesday. We back doing our thing that we do. I'm Dave Jefferson.
I'm Ken Jones. I want to right quick give a shout out to everybody that the drive was going on last week, and anybody that pledged, donated, did anything to support the station. Shout out to y'all.
All right, right. Yeah, good looking out on y'all that called in and, you know, sent your blessings and things like that, because We thought they was going to say we couldn't come back.
The lights is out.
Unfortunately, we didn't get enough donations, and you guys are going to have to remove your... But no, no, it's a blessing. So keep doing what you do. Keep listening. Share the movement. Remember, on IG at Calculated Conversation, Facebook, Calculated Conversation Radio Show, email calculatedconversation@gmail, Twitter at Calculated Talk, website www.calculatedconversation.com, and we on iTunes and Google Play like that.
And all so, those things. All your listening platforms.
All your listening pleasures, man.
You can find
so.
Us there.
But we here. It's December. It's frosty. It's wet. It's getting dark early.
All the things.
And we still here though. So that's not going to stop us, man. We going on 2 years on this show here. You know, and yeah. it's been nothing but a blessing and almost surreal that we get the chance to come down here and you know really just talk how we do and share our feelings and just share our thoughts and connect with people on the outside that we normally wouldn't come in contact with. The feedback, yes. You know, from our friends, the listeners, the station, and again the emails and the messages on Instagram we get.
Yes, you the know, encouragement is real.
Yeah, yeah, we do believe we doing something great, and we definitely got bigger plans for Calculated Conversation for sure. So
yes, Lord,
yes, Lord.
What's been going on with you, brother?
Just dealing with the holidays. You know, had a great Thanksgiving. Had some fun. Mm. You know, cracked some jokes, saw some family.
Yes.
I saw some drinking. you know, so yeah, we had an amazing time. And you know, just coming down to the end of the year, you know, and reflecting on everything and just how great of a year it's been. You know, really trying to narrow down on, you know, some of the things that made it great is what I was kind of thinking about, like, you know, because, you know, it's been quite different from a lot of my years, and I was really trying to think about what was it that made this year so much different, you know. And I really do think that it came down to being able to manage, you know, my relationships. Mm. You know. Mm. I think so many times that well, let's get into that in a minute, though, man, because that's kind of deep. I want to talk about woke a little bit, because I know you did woke, man. Yeah, so let's get back to that. You know? Let's start with the fun stuff. Because this is the third installment.
Yeah, so, yeah, we hit the third installment for listeners that are not hip. So another organization that I'm a part of, it's Startup and Creation, is Woke PDX. And we have put together a series. We started with just, we thought we were going to cover, you know, like race topics and stuff, but we realized how many things intersect. And it's not just about, I think actually when we first were rallying at the beginning of the year, we did our very first event, which wasn't a part of this three-part series, mm-hmm. that was just kind of based around common misconceptions, and that went for anybody, okay, right? Okay. And just having that understanding and kind of the turnout and the success of that made us want to push through.
Okay.
And we were talking about like the socioeconomic status, right? And the people who are, I guess, would be considered at the lower end of that spectrum and realizing the issues that kind of plague them. And what we ended up coming up with is like, that's too heavy of a topic to try to cover in one night. Mm-hmm. So we broke it down into a series under color, class, culture. Okay. So we dealt with colorism and we did classism. And then the final installment, which just happened this past Saturday, covered culture. Mm. And so what was crazy dope about this is, so our normal format is we come in and we do some type of exercise to kind of be an icebreaker. Usually have a turnout between 70 to 100 people that mm-hmm. show up. Mm-hmm. Do an icebreaker that's based on the topic at hand. And then we have a few questions that are posed. And then the groups are broken out into like 10 to 15 people group, person group. And they're put into separate rooms and they're able to sit and have small group discussions about these topics and questions that we have laid out. have a moderator in the room just to kind of help push the conversation forward, and then come back as a whole and just kind of dialogue about, you know, kind of stories that we shared in those groups and what people picked up, what they got from the back and forth time. But this one, we did something a little bit different, being that it was our culture. We wanted to make sure to bring in just different elements. Mm-hmm. So one of the things, like, we opened it up with a blessing from a person from NAYA, which is the Native American Youth Association, mm-hmm. and had them come in and kind of give the native blessing of the land and so on. Then we had three guest speakers, all of them doctors.
Oh, nice.
We had the real Dr. Dre is
oh, yeah.
young guy. I believe he was 28. Mm-hmm. And Dre was dope, and, you know, young African American, mixed race, half black, half white, and him talking about his struggles of coming up under that, but then also being a gay man, and the struggles of dealing with that, being in these spaces, being the first person to graduate with his doctorate in the program that he was in, of color, in the whole 50 years of the program being at that school.
Wow.
Right. And then Dr. Jackie Wers, she's a Asian American and was adopted by a white family as a baby, brought up in middle of America where there was no diversity. So just her struggles, and then also suffering from some mental health things, bipolar, and not realizing it until she was an adult. And she, you know, openly discussed and talked about kind of some of those challenges being in the workplace and being, you know, in a leadership position in which she's in. Be given her narrative. And then we had, drumroll, Dr. Karenge, which is the, or Karenga, sorry, who's the founder of Kwanzaa. And so, yeah, that was our keynote speaker for the night. So they got a dose of them kind of back to back. We had great vendor there, with some nice African food. It just, the night rode just electric. That's the only way to put it. You know, we got that Swift agency. We sold out quick. Like, the tickets went within a week of us opening them up. They were sold. And everybody came near just eager to be a part of it. And tuned in through this whole thing. Me and Morg, you know, we was making our things happen. We do the hosting of it. So, you know, we're kind of carrying everything through, which is always a great, great time. But the powerful pieces of, especially when, you know, of course, with Dr. Dre and Dr. Wers, great stories. And then you get Dr. Karenga up there, where this is what he does and what he's been doing since way back when.
Right.
And his whole thing about this culture and understanding culture is the idea. And one of the things that stood out is, like, you know, you don't have to necessarily respect, you don't have to necessarily like a way that a different culture does something or agree with it. That's what it was. You don't have to agree with it, but understand that's still their culture, right? And that's something to be respected. And until you can truly respect somebody else's culture, then you can't ask for respect of your culture from them, right? And one of the things, too, that kind of stood out as he was discussing, he said classical music. He said, when you think of classical music, what pops in your head? Right? He said, how is this one little genre is what's given as classical? And he's like, there's classical music in everybody's culture.
Right.
And he was, you know, just naming these different tribes and so on. It's like, they have classical music. If you break down the definition of that, but these things kind of get framed. And I was hitting that. One other point he kind of brought up that hit me was talking about people, and he went down the thing of, like, cosmetic surgery and so on, and people, like, bleaching their skin and different things of that nature. Right. And he was like, you know, it's not so much about the person having a hatred for themselves as much as they hate what comes with not being the idea of norm, the norm.
That's deep.
And the challenges that are going to be faced because they're not that.
Right.
And that was heavy.
Right. That's deep.
That was heavy, because that's, I think there's a lot of times you hear that and it's quick to assume, like, oh, they don't like themselves. It's like, no. I don't know. That just that helped to kind of frame that in a better way to kind of sit and think on. But yeah, it was a success. We close that night out with a nice we did a happy birthday for the homegirl Cece.
Okay.
And it's funny, we did the regular version, and then Dr. Karinga was like, yeah, no, we gotta
did it. Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
cause I thought they was gonna, you know, usually it start out with the regular one and then it switch at halfway, and we do the
right, and the turn up.
Yeah, and so we flipped it, got that going. It was just, that was a crazy good way to end the night. He was solid. One of the pieces though too, bro, this is what I take away that didn't have anything really to do with the event. So he showed up with his wife, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you know, he's what, probably 78 or something like that, I believe.
Okay.
Older, still in great health, moving, you know, energetic and so on. Okay. Right. His wife, when he shows up, he introduces her to Marcus and I, and he's like, you know, this is my wife, my executive assistant, my my everything, okay. Right? And so when he was speaking, when I was off to the side, right, had got off the stage, I'm off to the side, and I was just watching his wife at a few different times.
Uh-huh.
Just the amount of pure, like, joy in her eyes, her body language, watching him talk and deliver,
mm-hmm.
like, is just like proud.
Right.
The smirks that she was given, of just these pleasant smiles at certain points that he was hitting.
Right.
And then there was a moment where he was delivering a part of his talk, and it was like she was doing something with her hands where clearly she's watched him give this, and she's like hitting these part, like hitting her hand a little bit, like she's she in the cadence.
Like,
yes, but it was like, but then you see her do like the fist, like the yes.
Oh,
like,
okay.
And I'm
okay.
Watching this, and I'm just like, this woman is like, adores this man.
Right.
And not in a weird, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Not in a, but like, that is the ultimate love. Like, you're still googly eye,
yeah, right.
This man after all of these years.
Right.
Something about that hit so hard. And again, that had nothing to do with the event, but I was just peeping that, and was just like, that right there.
That's deep,
right?
Though, yeah.
That right there. That's a glimpse into things that can be.
Right, right. In which we all need to have some hope for, man.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
And believe that is possible.
Right, right.
You know, but... Man, yeah, that's amazing, bro.
Yeah, it worked. So we closed the year out strong. I feel like it definitely was just perfect.
Yeah.
It couldn't have went off. Even the little minor things that popped up, we adjusted real quick on the fly,
yeah, yeah.
And made it happen. And that's, yeah, it was one of those, like, even the drive home of like,
I know, yeah, man.
Yes.
That's an amazing feeling, bro. Man, you guys are doing an amazing job with the woke thing, bro.
Yes,
like,
Lord.
Super, super nice. And the team effort. I like the team effort.
Yes.
There. That's just, it's unlike a lot of the effort I've seen in a lot of teams and a lot of events put together, man. And I just admire that so much,
yeah,
from the
that's
woke squad.
That's an element that, you know, this is an interesting piece of, especially being that this was supposed to be a one and done thing. This was supposed to be just that very first event of, mm-hmm. like, what are our differences and what are our common misconceptions about people and about ourselves? And
right.
Then taking it from that, seeing the turnout, and then over this past year of scrambling, figuring stuff out, like, how do we communicate? Okay, now we're using Slack.
Right.
We're creating these channels. We're learning on the go. And right. As a team, and there's different strengths, seeing in this, and when we get to these tables and we're having these discussions, where it went from us, of course, mm-hmm. you know, getting more comfortable with each other and being able to really come to the table where right. we're trying to troubleshoot, we're really diving in,
mm-hmm.
we're doing the work of, you know, going to show up to some of these other events to see kind of what are these people doing, what are they discussing, trying to network and stuff in that type of way. But individually, like, and it's because of it being what, eight of us, we can get to different things. That everybody doesn't make it to everything, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, you might go to this thing, check that out. What did you get? You
right.
know, have a few drinks here, have a few handshakes, get a few names, and turn people on.
Yeah.
But it's been, most of it's been organic too. But being able to come together and that feeling at the end of just like, we did this,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
We did this, and we're bringing, it's so many people coming together with, of course, a different take and a different understanding. I think we did, what was it? Finally, back in September, it actually was the weekend of my birthday, where we all met up and sat down and had a roundtable discussion, like,
mm-hmm.
what's everybody's background? We essentially were like, we've been rocking almost a year, and we've never even heard each other's stories like that.
Mm.
So we sat down, and what I thought, we all thought was going to be like a quick 2 hour thing, ended up turning into the whole evening. Like tears. It got deep, bro. It got deep in there. But it was like, that was those pieces of really building the team.
Right.
And understanding where it's going along, where these strengths lie. Yeah. Being able to see what people have, and then understanding more than just the face value, because we all are our whole life's worth of events, right? Mm-hmm. Walking. Not so much of we have to necessarily carry that, but these are all the parts that make us. And when people sometimes understand that, they can understand you better.
Right. Yeah.
So it was a crazy dope event. I think there were some things that got shared in our circle that were the first time of things coming out for people, and being able to kind of dive into this and gaining even more of a respect for where people are at in their process
was
another piece of
now
that
you got some more background on what they had to overcome.
Right.
We don't always know that.
That part.
That's amazing. Any idea when the next woke coming up?
So we're going to definitely, it's back in the series. We're going back and forth of what extras we're going to throw on, but it will still be this, our each quarter. So I believe there's going to be four this year coming up. Don't quote me on it, but there should be four coming up. We'll be meeting actually tomorrow to do our debrief and then start planning for the next round.
Yeah. I like the woke team, man.
Yeah.
Shout out to, I only know a few. I only know Faith and Marcus and Morgan and you, but I know it's more of them. Shout out the whole woke team, man. Waking everybody game up out there and you know, spreading that information. I mean,
yes.
It's like, you know, I mean, I'm still a big proponent of, like, one of the best things you could be doing with your life is trying to fill in the blanks.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't really know what else we can do that can be productive for us as a whole outside of making sure the blanks in humanity amongst people, you know what I'm saying, are filled so that there's more awareness and understanding there, man. And when organizations, you know, make that their mission, you know, I think, you know, they got an amazing you know, amazing movement on their hands, bro.
Yes.
So, yeah, I definitely love it. Definitely love it, man. So, but, you know, other than that, back into, and I like that story about what you said about his wife, man.
That's resonated with me. I probably, and again, just so much going on that night, we're taking in where I'm trying to be in the moment, but I found myself in the moment a couple of times, and one of those times of me being in that moment was just watching her.
Yeah.
Just having the look. Like, I wish it was a way that I could capture and display for you what I was looking at.
Right. But you were basically seeing possibilities.
Yes.
You were seeing success in union. You were seeing the appreciation, the things that, you know, we all, you know, I think
long for
deep down, you know, and you know, in the bigger scheme of things, because that's all that matter at the end of the day.
Right.
You know what I mean? Who's really there for you? You know, because we live in this time where I feel like, I don't know if it has to do with social media or what it is, but you know, people are not working hard enough.
It's access and options.
Yeah,
there's like, I just had this conversation. It's the options, and for people who are not able to cut that or be very aware of how it's being used, it's this idea that there's always somebody else, right?
Exactly.
You think of apps, you think of these dating apps and all that, like, you're just swiping. That's a whole human. Right. You just swipe on
it. You just threw a human away. Didn't even look at them.
That part, right? whole piece. And it may not be that person that got the great photos. That might be somebody that you actually would link with. You know what I mean? But having that and realizing that we build profiles off of people based on these little snippets, that's reconditioning us.
Right.
And when you're in something, it's like you definitely have to have, at least, again, and I'm saying this as a single man, so I can't get too much on it. But the idea that what we have in front of us, if it's not monitored, and if you have a situation and this isn't something that's made understood, there's an understanding of how this is operating, then it can definitely go a different way. Or when you get in, let's say, you know, you're going through a lull in your relationship, and that's the bigger part. Like, everything isn't always going to be riding that high, and you might hit a lull and things seem dry, or, you know, just things are off right in that moment.
Exactly.
And when things are off, that's when these other things seem so exciting and seem like it's tempting.
Right.
It's like, okay, that's something. And being that it's at your fingertips, it makes it too accessible. Everybody's too accessible.
Right.
People that you would never go up to. I think about women, like the way that they have it. Like dudes that would never approach you in the world.
Right.
But because of being able just to send a message and hit send, they're bold, yeah, right? And do the most. So it's like a lot of this stuff that would never have been a thing just walking by and passing. Don't get me wrong. I know some people are bold and will do it in person.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But a lot of shots being shot that would never have got up off the bench.
Never would have got close to the rim.
Hey, nah. So I think that that plays a heavy part, and that is something that shifts. And it's like, you see that type of stuff, and I do believe it's still possible, again, with a crazy amount of communication, right?
Right.
But thinking of the people who got in and got solid before this was even a thing.
Right.
So
right.
This doesn't matter.
Doesn't affect them. Yeah.
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 Like, there's a piece of that I think about randomly, and about what that would be like to have built something and be building without it.
Right. It's like people are like, it's so easy right now with like all the options and, you know, just exes, things like that. Yeah. It's just so easy to run every time, you know, something's a little bit confusing, you know, and I think that people don't realize that's the point where you gotta kind of stick together. You gotta, you know, you gotta be hand in hand. You gotta, you know, because it's not always going to go perfect. You know, like, I don't think people understand. It's not, you're not going to always feel 100% happy around the person, or you're not going to always love everything they do, or you're not going to, you know, always be connecting on the level you need to connect on, you know. And I think that little thing is what caused some people to just, you know, sort of disappear and be like, okay, well, that's that there.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
But I think in the end, you know, it's just like anything else. It's a, you know, it's work.
Yes.
And it's not about committing to easy work. You know, it's about committing to the fact that it's going to take some work to build, you know. And like they say, Rome wasn't built in a day. And I don't think, you know, with the advent of, you know, again, the networks and, you know, online and the media, is like people feel like they shouldn't have to work. It's just, I come in here, I'm supposed to feel this way about you. And if I don't, then I'm gone.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I don't care. I mean, you compare it to anything, compare it to an actual job. Right. You could love your job. Let's say, you know, you're a teacher. You love working with kids. There's going to be days where it's just nothing is hidden.
Right.
And these kids are maybe just too turned up today.
Right.
And it's throwing you off. That don't mean you hate the kids, but it's easy in that moment to be frustrated and be like, I'll go home. I'll bring a sub in. The idea that with relationships and understanding that are not even just romantic relationships, even friendships, like some of the stuff take work.
Right.
It takes some type of work and understand that love, that's what that is. Love isn't just an autopilot thing.
Right.
Right.
Exactly.
You'd be infatuated with somebody. Yes, that's a feeling.
Mm-hmm,
right.
Mm-hmm.
That's also fleeting.
Right.
But love is getting to that point that this is what I'm doing.
Right.
And that's something that you have to remind yourself of. This is what I'm doing. That's the same thing as waking up at 5:30 to go to the gym. There's mornings of opening that eye and being like, I can go back to sleep, or this is what I'm doing.
Right.
That's a commitment to that. That goes back and makes me think of, again, something that I just talked about, and it had to do with the idea of making commitments to yourself and making contracts with yourself, right?
Right.
And it's in that same realm where it's like, we pay our phone bill every 30 days, pay rent, mortgage, all these things that we signed a contract to do. But we don't do that with ourselves a lot.
Right.
And I think that's the same thing with, you know, in the idea of being in a relationship and whatever type of relationship that is. This is sort of a contract.
Right.
But one of the things with it is making sure when these contracts are being entered into, right, that there is conversation to have the understanding of the terms.
Right. Exactly.
And that's the part that gets glossed over. And I know I'm a victim of this too. It's like the stuff is so easy and it just flows, but we don't have these conversations that go into what is the bigger thing.
Right.
What if you're in a situation, you know, you want kids, that person don't want kids, y'all have great sex, but y'all want two different things.
Right.
That might not pan out.
Right.
And so instead of just milking it for what it is in the time, it's kind of like you might have to cut that loss.
Right.
But there may be things that, you know, through conversation that you may understand, like, okay, this outweighs that, whatever it may be, not something maybe as extreme as bringing a life into the world, but understanding that these are the conversations that got to be had and going into into more often and more in depth, where it is the follow-up questions, not just sitting and having somebody give you information. It's taking the time to actually follow up on those questions, dig deeper, right? It's the idea that, what do they say? It's like four whys get you to the root. And it is. It's essentially being nosy, be curious. And I'm trying to change the word nosy into just being curious. But if you're taking the time and it's somebody that you can see trying to build with, and again, this can be a friendship. This is something if you about a working relationship and you about to, you know, try to get a promotion and be working under a new manager or something, like you need to be having the discussions to find out, is this going to actually be a match for you? It's those questions as opposed to just trying to wing it. Right. And I feel like we get caught in that upfront of the euphoric feeling and forget to do the work.
Have the conversations. And then a lot of times it's difficult for people. I mean, a lot of times people think those conversations are, I mean, you got to have courage to even have those conversations, I guess, first of all, you know, and so, you notice a lot of people don't really have that kind of courage, you know, to communicate how they feel along the way. And so it's like, and then all of a sudden out the blue, it's like, boom, I've been feeling like this the whole time.
Look.
And then you're like, oh, okay, I like that, known that.
Yeah, look, that.
You know, but.
Been the two taken into where, you know, people definitely have their alternate ways of communicating. Because some people are. So if you've dealt with, let's say, in a relationship, you've dealt with somebody that's not so much a straight shooter.
Right.
Right. Then you come across someone that does just want the information straight. Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. If you're so used to this way of doing it, that seems like, this seems like a setup, right? That's what that can feel like. So if I do this, what if they, and I think that's what runs through the head of like, is that going to make this weird? Is it going to, you know, is it going to be uncomfortable? Yes, it's going to be uncomfortable having some of these conversations, right? But they're worth having. Yeah. Because like you said, as opposed to just harboring and carrying something and then it comes out in a whirlwind 18 months in, and it's like, wait, what were we doing that whole time then? What were we doing? So, having that, you know, having those understandings, and again, us having this conversation about it makes it crazy easy because it's us just talking about it, but actually putting this into play. But it's really having to sit down and structure this. What, how worth it is it?
Right.
Is that few minutes of discomfort worth this relationship? Mm-hmm. Right. Or is it worth not being uncomfortable and losing this relationship?
Right. Exactly. Exactly. Because either way, you're going to lose somewhere. Yes. You know what I mean? It seems like.
Yes.
But, you know, hopefully just everybody out there, you know, just understand, you know, the importance of communication, the importance of patience, you know, the importance of, you know, commitment, you know what I'm saying, and doing what you said you was gonna do even when you're not in that mind state no more. That's what they say, you know. So,
and to add to that, because I'm glad you just said that, to doing what you said you were gonna do, right, this is where we miss, because nobody ever said what they were gonna do. It's this idea that you should know what to do. One of my most hated, anytime I see it, is the write-ups of to the effect of, he should know how to treat you. She should.
Oh, I don't like that at all.
Like, no, that's not how this works. Yeah, we have your basic understanding of interactions, but no, this is a whole human that needs, you do need to teach a person how to treat you and how to deal with you.
Yes.
So you to have that expectation and to get on somebody and put it on them to know you.
Right.
After you're X amount of years old and have X amount of baggage and so on, and you expect somebody to come in and just know. Now, don't get me wrong. There are people who are able to pick up on certain things and make adjustments and so on, right? I feel like there are some people, no, you have to lay it out.
Yeah.
Right? Because again, if this has worked for whoever it is, for as long as they've been rocking, then they come across you and this is different, right?
Right.
What is your, and not to get cheesy, but like your love language, like what works for you? That could be different than what he's been with or she's been with for X amount of years. So you'd expect they just come in and know that and do it to your, without you giving any explanation. That's not how things work.
Right.
And that's where we get these problems. We never discuss what it is that we're supposed to be doing.
Right.
We didn't talk about that.
And that's where the calculated conversation comes in, because, I mean, again, this is as uncomfortable as it can be. I mean, information is necessary, you know, and without information, you really can't make the right decisions. You know what I mean? Like, it's almost impossible to know what the formula is when you don't have information on what on the formula itself, you know? And so, and then you get, you know, then, you know, you get hit with something and it's like, oh, well, you know, had I known the formula, you know, then boom, boom, bam.
Right.
You know, but I think that's just learning lesson, and that's people just trying to figure themselves out, yes. You know, and people getting in relationships too quick before they realize what their formula even is, or the fact that they have to somehow explain it to other people, mm-hmm. You know, and a lot of people just want you to know the formula and they want you to just perform without that information, you know. And then when you don't perform, they're like, well, you didn't perform.
That's why I could, whatever, in like, you know, and I use the example of like, somebody that works, does cashiering at a store, right? This is what they've done their whole life. If they leave that company and go to another company, they're still getting trained on how to cashier.
That's right. That's right.
It doesn't matter your background. Yeah, okay, then this might be a little easier for you to pick up on than somebody new, but this is still a thing.
And I get told, man, like, when I start, if I start dating, like, I get told that I talk a lot, you know, or I tell too much, but I don't want anybody to be confused on who I am.
Look.
You know what I mean? Like, I kind of have to talk, yeah. You know what I mean? Because I don't want to be part of that, well, David, you didn't tell me this about you, or I didn't know this about you, I didn't know you're this kind of person, or, you know what I mean? Like, so I like to give my story, and sometimes that's a bit much for people, but, you know, information, you know, as long as it's accurate, all information is good information, whether you like it or not, you know, and it's important, and we got to get used to telling people who we are and what we expect, you know. Otherwise, there's no way anything, you know, can actually, you know, prosper and grow, man. Like, you know,
I had an old coworker who that piece, like, he would repeat information, even with you being like, yeah, you know, I got, but he would make sure to walk through the whole thing. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that at first it annoyed me, like, I have it right here on the paper and you're still essentially reading the paper to me, right?
Right.
But then I realized you have no room to ever say you didn't understand.
Right.
He didn't leave you space to not understand and be clear what he was trying to, the information he was trying to convey. Mm-hmm. And once I dialed that, I respected it a whole different way.
Right.
Because again, it's no longer on him. He did the whole walkthrough. Right. Any questions, anything you could have asked right then, as opposed to just being like, oh, yeah, I got it, and then fumble it. Well, now it's fully on you.
Right.
Because, he's going to do that. So what you doing that and just saying that, again, you're giving all the information needed as opposed to assuming that somebody will get it because, oh, I said this or I did this. Like, no, this is laid out for you. So now you know what it is that's going on.
No, right. No, I know I'm weird, so I know there ain't no way you're going to figure me out without telling you.
Look.
But, you know, with that being said, man, you know, still don't take none of those things personal, you know, and realize that everybody's on their own, you know, journey, you know, and people do it the way they want to do it, you know. You got to decide if that's something you want to work with or if something you don't, you know. And, I mean, just as a reflection of you know, 2019 overall and, like, how successful it's been, you know, for myself, and looking at those reasons why. I mean, I think that has a big part of it. Like, really, really choosing not to take things personal.
Right.
You know what I mean? Right. Like, you know, really, really, you know, really, really trying to stay consistent with building new real relationships, real friendships.
Right.
Anything that was confusing, anything I didn't understand, anybody that confused me in 2019, you know, I kind of pushed them all back. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So that don't mean any love was lost. It don't mean that I don't care. What it meant is that in order for me to be the best person I can be, you know, for this year, I'm gonna have to only, you know, be around things that that make sense or are open to allowing me to go deeper so that we can make sense of what's going on. And so that's kind of been, that's something I hadn't done in a while. Like, I held on to friendships, you know, brotherhoods, relationships, things that just confused me over the last few years.
Right.
Didn't make, you know, like, you know, didn't make sense. You don't know what to expect. You don't know when somebody gonna come home and say, you know what, I'm just not, you know, I've been thinking, you know what I mean? Like having to deal with that so much. And, you know, even with family and again, friends and even in business, it could be a customer of mine. If it just don't make sense and there's too much confusion, I can't put a pin on what we doing and why we doing it and how we gonna do it.
Right.
And then I'm taking myself out the situation.
Right.
You know, and I've done that all this year.
Yes.
All this year, man. And I continue to do it, you know, and it's really, really done me a great favor and helped me really, really focus on what I'm doing. And I take nothing personal for who left and who stayed. None of that, you know, and it's love for everybody that's been in my life, you know what I'm saying, on some level.
Yes.
But just as far as connection and energy being shared, you know, those things, you know, have been subtracted from those situations that I was just confused about, you know what I'm saying? Unconfusing myself with them situations helped me become more intentional on who I am and what I represent as far as, you know, my brand, yeah, our show,
yes,
me as a human being, you know, me as a man,
yes,
you know, all these things came into place and they allowed me to do everything that I wanted to do with people coming and going and me not taking none of that personal.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So now I'm at a place where it's like I almost mentally, you know, getting to a point to where I almost can't be touched.
Hey.
You know.
Hey. You know, I used you. I was just talking you up yesterday when I had that meeting we were talking about off air, and was telling Am, shout out DJ Ambush, telling him that because he was discussing about going and finding himself in these different spaces, like, you know, moving out here just a couple years ago from Philly and getting out here and networking, right? And how many opportunities just presented themselves from him being here doing what he does, mm-hmm, and then, oh, you're, would you like to do this? And how that's led to him now having a gig at the Numbers and being part of starting up a radio station, you know. With that, you know, he was talking about especially this past 6 months of ending up in some rooms that,
right,
he's like, oh, these are the decision makers.
Mm-hmm.
These are the millionaires. He's like explaining to me, like, I'm in these rooms. Like, and when I say rooms, it means people's homes. And this is just a little get together. He was like, where a business card means something completely different,
right,
in
right,
these settings,
right,
you know?
Right.
And one of those things, though, he was like the times of showing up where he didn't realize what, why he was going,
yep,
didn't know what his place was, and mm-hmm, then starting to do that with Morg and having her come, and she's like, why am I, this is what you do, this is, if anybody asks, you do a podcast, you do several podcasts, you mm-hmm, da 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 da,
yep,
this is the calling card, right?
Yeah.
And one of the things that I gave him, I was like, bro, watching the bro over this past couple years, watching what has been done of showing up, being there in these connections that get made, and watching you get balanced,
mm-hmm,
like, bro, I've been seeing this, I've been knowing you too many years,
right,
and being an outsider and then coming to the inner right, part of it,
right,
and seeing this progression, how much of this is that showing up, and not only showing up but showing up as who you are,
right,
and that's
right,
a big piece, right,
right.
There's that piece that bringing your authentic self to the situation, having that, and seeing where even for myself was showing up. But I feel like I use you as the example because of the way you wiggle, mm-hmm, right?
Right.
Bounce around. You might hit three or four places on right, something. You know, that's yeah, one of the things Am was bringing up, just talking about how he used to have this actually mapped out when he was in Philly.
Mm-hmm.
Of he's got three places he's got to hit this Saturday night. So he may not say bye, but he's on his way to his next place, and he makes sure to say hi each yeah, place that he goes, yeah, you know, yeah, has his little sketch pad. And he was like that, this was his setup. And I see that in you.
Yeah.
I see that. But then I've also seen what it's done.
Mm-hmm.
This past 2 years for you, bro, like watching this from this side, like, oh, okay. And then see you get your equilibrium and run with it.
Yeah, bro.
Like, that's dope. But it's also a testament to the same thing that you preach, right? It's what you put out there. You talk about this often.
Right.
And the thing is that you're living it. So therefore, it's not just a conversation.
Right.
It's actual life being lived, and you're experiencing and reaping the benefits of putting what you put out into the universe. You actually breathing, living that.
Right.
Walking that.
Yeah.
So it's just a continuation of these ideas. And I guess it further backs these philosophies
yeah,
that we're talking about on here.
Right.
And what that actually means. So just wanted to get at, because as you were saying that, I was like, yeah, I just had this conversation with him, and him seeing this and being like, this is what's discussed, and watching the bro really do that. And even for myself, there's things that are coming. I feel like this year for myself,
yeah,
this is the adjustment year. This has been like, whoa. But the thing that I've taken from all the woes is like, oh, this is setting up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
This is setting up.
Exactly.
Because this is creating. If I take away the lens of like, oh, dang, back to back to back. No, these different elements have been staged in a way that it's opening up for something.
Yeah.
And I feel like I know what it is, but it's right there. So it's having, again, sticking to this idea that there's always something.
Yeah.
I know that it's not a boom, this is it. This is poor me. Woe is nah, player.
Nah.
Nope. Nah. We're finding what this means. And that's where we're sitting down and looking at it. What is the lesson of here? What am I picking up from this? Right?
Right.
That's what is happening. And I'm seeing where just continuing on, again, these more and more things are happening that are supposed to be happening, and the things that I'm tied into are starting to overlap and become homogenous. They're coming together, and this flow is really coming together.
Yeah, man. Yeah, that's the truth, bro. You know, 19 was great, and 2020 is just gonna be much better than that.
20 vision and 2020.
That's what I was thinking. I was thinking 2020. This is that vision and that correlation. Like this guy, this is the year, man. For all of us. I just can't stress how important it is, man, to really, really, you know, get your energy intact and get your awareness intact, man. Like it's a truly, truly beautiful thing. And stop taking the world so personal.
Yes.
You know, and spending more time on things you can't control. You know, and just continuously trying to leave people the best feeling that you can leave them with, you know, anytime they come in contact with you. You know, I mean, it's like it's a little formula to it. And the sooner we all become aware of it, I feel like we all get closer to like our goals and we'll start to feel the strides, taking place and us moving forward, you know, like, and so being in the middle of it, it's just kind of, it's a little bit surreal because, you typically don't think that your life is going to change just from changing your mind. You know what I'm saying? But it's like, that's truly the first step. You got to change your mind, the way you see yourself, the way you see other people, and the way you see the world, and the way you communicate with all three.
And it's a decision.
You know? Yeah. And it's a conscious decision. You know? And it's something you got to stay consistent with, something that, you know, you have to be patient with. It's something you got to believe in, even when things don't feel good, even when things ain't going your way. That's the kicker right there. But having that faith, you know, even amongst those trivial times, you know, is what, you know, what makes you strong, man. You know, when they get you through.
I concur. it goes into, you know, a tie-in from that is, when I talk about, you know, you presenting yourself, and this is you who shows up, right?
Right.
And one of the things we preach with this show is us coming in here, being who we are, having conversations the way we talk, getting the affirmations when we do things and have conversations with people who are professionals, right? And we get feedback from them that we're talking and having the discussions that they are having, just with different words, with words that resonate with the demographic that we're used to.
Right.
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 So we're taking it and almost bridging that gap of something that seems foreign.
Yeah.
These concepts that seem foreign. These are the same concepts. We're just relaying them. And I believe that, you know, there's a quote, pull this up. It was Nelson Mandela, and it said, if you talk to a man in a language he understands, that goes to his head. If you talk to him in his language, that goes to his heart. That's that right there. I can speak English to you all day. You understand that.
Yeah, that's dope.
Right? But when I talk to you in the way we talk,
right,
that hits a different type of way. And that's exactly what this is us having the conversations that we would have at the barbecue.
And
this is
right.
The conversation that we would have playing dominoes and just, you know, shooting the breeze. These are those things. And it's heavy and impactful. It's also the same thing in these books, right? Mm-hmm. It's the same thing that people go pay a lot of money to get an education behind.
Right, right.
And this is what they do for a living and attempts to help people. And I think that our take, it comes from wanting to help ourselves initially, wanting to be better, right?
Yeah.
Based on the things that we've seen around us, and then understanding what it actually can do and what that feeling is like, and then wanting to spread that feeling to the people around us.
Right.
And that puts us here.
Right.
And the people around us typically sound and look, speak like us.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, when we're putting this information out in the way that we talk and the way we speak, we communicate, it hits.
Yeah.
And we're seeing it.
And I don't know, and on top of that, it's like, I honestly don't see any other way. You know what I mean? Like, we've tried everything, you know. You know, we've tried to hate, you know. We've tried to...
Tried it once and I got the flu right after.
Yeah, we tried to hate, tried to kill, you know, tried to be jealous, tried to fight, tried to disrespect, you know, tried to be indifferent, tried to judge, and nothing has ever moved anybody forward. You know, nothing has worked. You know, the only thing you got left is kindness, you know, and a good heart. You know, and being conscious of your fellow human being, and yourself, you know, and strategically structuring your vibes to send out positivity, you know, so consistently that like it ends up coming back. And you get blown away by the amount of good things that happen in your life after that, and then you like, dang, this actually works.
What do you have, like, for yourself personally, what are some things when you feel the energy is getting knocked off and you need to recenter yourself, what are some things that you do?
To do, I tell people this one thing all the time, man. I think the first thing I do when my energy's feeling a little bit knocked off is I have to assess, like, I mean, I told you this before, but I got to say it again. I have to assess whether it's just a short-term inconvenience or actual long-term real problem.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that would give me some of the knowledge I need to handle it, you know. And okay. So if it's short, you know, I realize that I might not have a lot of power in that situation outside of just kind of letting it pass over.
Mm-hmm.
If it's a long term thing, I figure out what can I do, you know, and try to make those efforts. And the things that I can't control, you know, time still does away with, mm-hmm. typically, usually.
Okay.
So, but, you know, I think, I mean, I still calculate, I still strategize for the most part, you know, and so I stop and think, well, why am I really frustrated? You know, a lot of times we feel frustrated or we feel a little bit off track and we don't always know why, you know, and sometimes it's important, I think, to stop yourself for a second and spend about 5 or 10 minutes thinking, like, wait a minute, what's actually bothering me though?
Right, right.
You know, because a lot of times we don't really know.
Right.
We just know something ain't right.
Right.
You know, and being able to look at that and figure it out, you know, give you some clarity, you know, on any type of resolution effort, you know, that you can make. But you know, again, the main thing is realizing what's in my control and what's not. I think what's messing with a lot of us is really, really spending a lot of time being frustrated over things that we have no control over, mm-hmm. Things that are going to be constant, either always or at least in this scenario right now.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing you can do about that, man.
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying? And I don't think people realize there's nothing you can do about
right.
that.
Right.
You know, and so when I look online and I just, you know, or whatever, in the conversation, and you hear people just constantly, you know, harping, you know, bad energy over something that has to do with a celebrity or has to do with just the way somebody feels about somebody else, another culture or race or whatever. Yeah. It's like, you can't really do much about the way people think.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But what you can do is strategize your own thoughts and energy to where you don't take it personal.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So not taking it personal is a huge thing, you know? And so when yes. things happen I don't like, I decide if I can control it or not.
Hey.
You know what I'm saying? And if I can't, and then I'm out the situation.
Look.
I'm done.
Look.
You know, I don't want to be harping and losing sleep, you know, and beat myself up over something that I have no control over, man.
Like, is it personal? Like,
that's the main thing.
That right there is it personal? And I think that there's so many reactions, bro. Like, just think of being younger. Just think of how many altercations that didn't crack from stuff that wasn't intentional, right?
Right.
You just happen to be there, a bump.
Yeah.
You know, think about how many times you've been staring off into space, not looking at somebody, but just lost in a thought. You ain't even focused on nothing, and it looked like you're staring.
Right, right. Exactly.
Thinking how many people that got into it were like, why are they looking at me like that? And, right. You know, and just stepping on the shoe. You know, some of the corny things get going, and it's like, or even just an attitude sometimes where it's a stranger, and they may got an attitude, but you realize, like, that's not me.
Right.
Don't get me wrong. Sometimes it's like, well, sheesh, all right, you know, but that's not on me.
All right.
It's not on me. And being able to sit and actually, I think, take the moment to put that into perspective. Now, it's a little different, especially if you know somebody, but I think with strangers a lot, that's where we take things personal that have 0% to do with us.
Exactly.
Very much limited. Parts of us, we just happened to be there. Anybody that was in that space. And I remember hearing that years ago that had nothing to do with people. It was talking about, like, things happen. Things don't a lot of times things don't happen to you.
Right.
Things just happen.
Right.
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 And it would have been whoever was passing by at that time, that's who that, what would have transpired would have still transpired.
Right.
And understanding that piece that it's not so much you. It's not this special thing that you're being taken advantage of.
Yeah.
And that piece is hard to kind of decipher sometimes, right?
Right.
Because again, it's like, I'm this person, so you should treat me like this.
And you're actually witnessing it right now. You're there.
Yeah.
You know, like, so you do feel it on some level.
Yes. Yes.
And so
yes.
You got to deal with those feelings, and you got to decide if they really intentional towards you or if they just, if it's just a random fire, you know what I'm saying? And that's the thing.
I think of, you know, a couple times in life where something has happened where somebody has had it seemed like an attitude or something that was a little extra, and me just being like, your day been good, man? Like, what's going on? Like, you know what I mean? But the genuine curiosity, not in a snarky, you know, little weird type of way, but just like,
concerned way.
And you usually get people like, my bad, like, you know, that, you know what I'm saying? Like, it snapped them back into it to realize, like, damn, I was kind of being extra. You know what I mean?
And I think the reason for something like that is because throughout their whole day, they've been dealing with humans that act like they don't care.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And so now it's like, I don't care either.
Look.
And then you say, hey, man, you all right? And they're like, oh, shoot, somebody cares. My bad, man.
Right.
This is what's going on with me today.
Right.
You know, and now you're making a connection. And you didn't take it personal, see?
That part.
That's the thing. You knew it wasn't that personal. Part. You know, and that's my whole, you know, that's my whole psychology on that, man. Like, not taking nothing personal, man. And that's been my success, man. And that's what's going to do it for everybody. You know, fighting these battles that really don't belong to you is not going to do much for you in the long term, you know, aspect of things, bro. And so you got to be able to, you know, you got to be able to read information. You got to be able to study, you know, just like the conversation I had with those guys, my guys out there in OSCI. Mm-hmm. That's where he was, OSCI, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
I told him, I was like, the bottom line is, you know, we have to control the way we, you know, we handle ourselves out here, man. And I mean, that's really going to be the main kicker. There's no way for us to really build and to prosper if we taking everything personal and we reacting to everything. I mean, see, everything, all these things are designed for us to react, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, everything you see in the media, you know, the thing you see with, even with the president and everything with what's going on within, in, you know, in the race aspect of things, cultural, is information is put out so that we react, man.
That's it.
And so that we take it personal, we react, and then we put energy in that. And as we put energy in that, it depletes the energy from ourselves and from the things that we could be doing to build and move forward. Mm-hmm. And that's how they're getting everybody, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, making it a point to really realize what's personal, what's actually not, you know. And even if you're in a situation with somebody, you know, and, you know, you really care about somebody and things ain't working out, or they disappear on you, or they out the blue say, you know what, I don't know, I don't think this is going to work. I mean, even that's not personal.
Right.
It feels personal because you might care about it, but in the end, that's something that they dealing with.
That's
they dealing with that.
Decision for themselves, and that's
they, like, dealing with
we
that.
We need to bookmark that, because that's a whole topic right there.
Yeah.
That's a mouthful. I know we got just a couple minutes left, but that needs to be bookmarked.
Yeah, they dealing with that.
Yes.
You know, and so I'm like, man, nothing personal no more, man. It ain't against me. I haven't done nothing to deserve it, so it can't be against me. You know, and so and I've been, you know, living like that for, you know, at least the last year or so, man, and it's changed my life, bro.
I'm glad to witness it, bro.
It's changed my life.
Many more just like
me. And it's allowed me energy to really, really concentrate on the things that's important, you know?
Okay.
And so, but, you know, that's another show we got to do.
Yeah, no, definitely got to touch.
So where we at? How much time we got?
We got like a minute. Uno momento.
It's been an hour already?
Hey.
Oh, man, we be doing this. We need a 2-hour show.
Yeah, well, give them our stuff.
So, I gave it to you once before. I'm going to give it to you once again. But first of all, again, we appreciate everybody that's listening, man. This show wouldn't be what it is without the people that call in, that send emails, the people that DM us online, and the people that share the movement and share the post. So thank you for that. And so for the future reference, we on IG at Calculated Conversation, bam. Facebook, Calculated bam. Conversation Radio Show, Twitter at Calculated Talk, bam. Gmail, Calculated Conversation at Gmail, website, www.calculatedconversation.com. We on Google Play and we on iTunes. And we somewhere in person in the city.
Calculated everything.
Peace.
No facilities, cause some don't agree with how I do this. I get straight and meditate like a Buddhist. I'm dropping flavor, my behavior is hereditary, but my technique is very necessary. Blame it on Ice Cube, because he said it get funky when you got a subject and a predicate. Add it on a dope beat and it'll make you think. Some suckers just tickle me pink to my stomach, cause they don't
KBOO is having our annual book and record sale Saturday, December 21st from 12 to 10 p.m. There's a special member-only preview hour from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. The sale will be located at Jupiter Next in the Arium Ballroom at 900 East Burnside Street. KBOO is currently accepting donations of used and good condition books, records, CDs, and cassette tapes. KBOO is hosting sorting parties for this event on Friday, December 6th and Friday, December 13th at 5 to 7 p.m. at KBOO's 20 Southeast 8th Avenue. If you're able to help with sorting or help on the day of the sale, please contact volunteer@kboo.org. We hope to see y'all there.
KBOO at the Clinton is a monthly film series that benefits your community radio station. This month, we'll show the documentary film The K.